Hollywood celebs make final plea for Georgia. By David Ng on January 5, 2021. Georgia is ground zero in the battle for the balance of power in Washington, D.C. As control of the U.S. Senate now hinges on the outcome of the two Senate runoff races in the Peach State. With the Senate majority leadership within his reach, Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, recently declared, "Now we take Georgia, and then we change America." As Georgia voters head to the polls today, Hollywood elites are still making the hard sell for Democrats, urging residents to cast their ballots for candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, thereby ensuring party domination over Congress. In what may be an ominous preview of things to come, Borat filmmaker and Seinfeld writer Larry Charles told Democrats, "You must not and cannot accept any version of loss in Georgia." Most Hollywood elites played cheerleader on Tuesday, pumping up Ossoff and Warnock on social media while reminding voters about their rights. Others promoted free rides to the polls via Lyft and other services. Lady Gaga urged Georgians to vote in person or by mail-in ballot. She also tweeted an election-themed animation that misspells the word equality. Some Hollywood elites took a nastier approach. Actor Jim Carrey took a last-minute swipe at incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, blaming her for COVID-19 deaths in Georgia and throughout the country. Actress Ellen Barkin referred to President Donald Trump as a low-life grifter. Fences star Viola Davis reminded Georgia voters of their rights as well as their ability to report suspicious behavior at the polls, including bullying and harassment. Actress Kerry Washington and comedian actor David Cross also provided a voting tutorial for Georgia residents. Tyler Perry appeared in a video promoted by the New Georgia Project, an organization that works to register minority voters throughout the state. Though the group claims to be nonpartisan, its CEO, Ansa Yufat, regularly boosts Democrats and trashes Republicans on her Twitter account. Fast and Furious star Charlize Theron promoted a election protection hotline. Rush Hour star Chris Tucker promoted a Georgia-themed video from Turnout Sunday, a voter registration initiative from Black church leaders. Actor Mark Ruffalo also pushed a free Lyft promotion. TBS's Full Frontal with Samantha Bee urged people everywhere to help flip the Senate. Larry Charles told Democrats that you must not and cannot accept any version of loss in Georgia. Actor-comedian Amy Schumer, who is a cousin of Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, pushed a last-minute fundraising plea. Will and Grace star and anti-Trump activist Deborah Messing reminded voters of transportation options for heading to the polls. Filmmaker and Joe Biden supporter Rob Reiner tweeted, "Georgians, you know what must be done." Actor Jeffrey Wright reminded Georgians where they can look up polling locations. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill plugged Ossoff and Warnock while also promoting his latest project, the new Netflix anime series Masters of the Universe. Actress-director Elizabeth Banks posted another Georgia video, urging voters to run, don't walk to the polls and vote blue. Charm star and Joe Biden surrogate Alyssa Milano reminded Georgians that they can vote for both Democratic Senate candidates. Actress Piper Perabo reminded Georgians that photo ID is required for in-person voting. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's Chelsea Peretti also put in a last-minute plug for Ossoff and Warnock. Supernatural star Misha Collins tweeted his plan to perform some last-minute phone banking for Georgia Democrats. Marvel's Runaways star Ava Carradine tweeted, "Let's do this thing, Georgia." The Good Doctor actor Hill Harper urged his fans, "Let's change our future." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.